Now let's go to Psalms 101:3. 101:3. Now this is something that you really have to be careful with. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Did you know Job made a statement? I've made a covenant with my eyes that I will look at no woman in the wrong places to lust for her. If I have, I give my wife to another man to do what he wants to with her. Now, there's a lot of men I know need to make a covenant with their eyes. I learned to do this a long time ago, and I'm going to tell you it works. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. And I also have come to realize that if you're going to set no wicked thing before your eyes, you're going to have to turn off your television to worldly channels. You can't watch worldly channels on television and not see wicked things. You just can't do it. So if you want to please the Lord, set no wicked thing before your eyes. Now, like I say, I do watch a little bit of Christian television once in a while when I have time. And once in a great while, I did buy me a digital television to put in my office with a little antenna. So when I want to watch like I wanted to last night about when I heard about the devastating things, I thought I'll flip the news on at 10 o'clock. And they did have something on it. They did have something on it. And so I got to watch a little of that because I want to be up on what's going on in the world today because God is doing some awesome things in this world. And do you know most of the people, including the church, don't have a clue who's doing this? You know, in fact, if you don't know, just like Dave said, we reiterated over and over and over again as we went through the scriptures, what causes sickness? And it's sin. I mean, the scriptures are clear. Without sin, God takes all sickness away from us. And it's over and over and over. So if we get sick, what's wrong? Hey, don't. It's just a problem. It's just life. We got a sin in our lives that's not pleasing the King. Do I ever do anything that doesn't please Him? Oh, yeah. Have I got zapped a few times? Yes. Yeah, He has really knocked my socks off a couple of times with something. So far, He's not put any sickness on me, but He's done other things to me. You know, so I have been able to walk in divine health. But praise God, He'll do something to you. When you don't please Him, you get a spanking. I don't like spankings from God. Do you, Tom? No, you don't either. It says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Now see, that's the secret. You do not want to let these wicked things cleave unto you. In other words, if you happen to be flipping through your channels or whatever to get to a Christian network or whatever, of course, you should really learn them. I'll just tell you the truth that when I first got my television, it had an automatic deal, which I had never unplugged it since. But once I plugged it in, it said, hit it on automatic and it'll scan the channels for you. So it did, and then it told me where all the channels that I could get. So when I flipped the button, I don't have to go through all of them. I only go through the ones that it said had a signal. But I need to unplug it and do something and start over. I need to learn how to delete some of those because there is some Spanish channels. And some of them, you don't want to watch them. I mean, they got some of the most vulgar women. I mean, it's amazing. You're flipping through those channels, especially from once you pass 21, when you go from 21 on. I mean, you hit it, and if it comes on the screen, if you don't go right on through it, if you hit it, you never know what you're fixing to see. I mean, you can see some vulgar things. I mean, vulgar things. So, I mean, three or four times through that, okay, no problem. Once I get to 21, I don't go through them. No, I go from 21 to 58. I hit 58, and it takes me to 58, and I usually watch 58 one or two, and I don't go there. And then when I go back the other way, I just start 02, which is Daystar. Come all the way back to 2, and then 2 and then 4 is Fox News. But now you can watch some lousy stuff on Fox, too. If you're not there when the news is on, you have to be careful. And the Lord says here, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. So I have to be very careful what I put before my eyes, because if I'm not careful, my eyes, since they're flesh, they'll want to look at the fleshly things of the world. Well, I don't want my eyes to look at the fleshly things of the world. Do you?
No.
No, I don't want that junk. So now then, we're going to set no wicked thing before our eyes. Now that if we do these things he told us not to do, the wrath of God is coming. And it's here. So we're going to start in John 3:36. Everything's going to be in the King James, but John 3:36, we're going to look at some of these things that's what's going to happen about what's coming because of our sin. So let's go look and see John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now, anybody that's not a Christian, where is the wrath of God abiding? On him. I mean, Paul told us, did you know that if you don't love Jesus, you're under a curse? If you don't love Jesus, you're under a curse. I mean, you don't have to speak a curse over yourself. You just don't love Jesus. You're automatically cursed. It's written in the scripture. But right here, he says, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. Now then, how many of us believe on the Son? Amen. Hey, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I believe in Jesus. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but he the wrath of God abideth on him. Now let's go to Romans 1:18. Romans 1:18 in the King James. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. And it says, for the wrath of God, I mean, God's ticked off on some people, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, you know, your children, when you were raising your children, if they did something you didn't like and you gave them three little licks, ooh, they didn't like that. But if it was the third time they'd done it, and you didn't just give them three licks, you gave them five, and this time you left red marks on their backside. You know, you'll hear the children say, you know, telling his friends, you know, the wrath of Dad was upon me last night. He wasn't just a little bit angry with me. He was mad. And I caught the end of it. And my backside's still red to prove it. Now, that's wrath, right? How many of you wanted your daddy to pour his wrath out upon you? No, none of us did. But this here's for the wrath, not just a little bit of anger. This is the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, I mean, you know, you can talk to a lot of people today. Are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Well, why are you sleeping with that woman down the street down there, you know, and then why are you living with that woman? Because I want to. I mean, don't you know that you're a Christian? That's against the rules. Well, but God will forgive me. Do you ever hear that? Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, he'll forgive me. He's loving. You know, he's merciful. He don't want to ruin my fun. I mean, I got to have a little fun. You know, after all, you know, I'm a man and I need a girl and she needs a place to stay. So I'm helping her out. And so she's living in my house. So I'm paying the bills, you know, so and we're okay. We justify it every way in the world, don't we? Mm-hmm. Now then, I don't think that's going to cover this, do you? I think God says there, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against a little bit of ungodliness. No, he said every bit of it, didn't he, Tom? All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Wow, so that's a scary one. Okay, let's go to Romans 2:5. Romans chapter 2, verse 5, and let's see what that says. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. In other words, there's going to come, we're going to continue to store up the wrath. We're going to sin and we're going to do things that God don't like, and he's just like a father, a daddy to us, that your daddy tells you, now son, don't do that. And you don't do it. But the next day you do it when you think he's not looking. And he saw you. And then he said, now, son, I gave you a chance and I told you not to do that. Now, I'm going to be merciful to you if you'll promise me you won't do it again. Oh, daddy, I promise. Especially with daddy sitting there with a board in his hand or the switch. And he said, it's real easy to promise daddy you won't ever do this again. But once daddy lays down the switch and turns his back, it's real easy to say he'll never know what I've done. Well, see, you got to get that out of your heart. With God, He don't ever turn His back. God knows everything we do all the time. You can't hide from God. Now, you might hide from Daddy, but you can't hide from God. And so we're storing up He's watching us day after day after day. And one day, there is a day of His wrath coming, isn't it? Well, I'm going to tell you what. I don't want to be nowhere around the day that day comes upon the earth. I want to be gone, and I don't know whether you believe in the rapture or not, but I believe in it, and I believe just before this terrible day of the wrath of God is going to come, that last 3.5 years, I believe He's coming for me one way or the other. You know, and I don't know how He's going to do that, but that's okay. I'm okay with it any way He wants to do it, just as long as I don't have to go through that day of wrath. I'm okay with that. Then in Romans 2:8, let's go on down to Romans 2:8. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. So if you don't obey, what's God going to do for you? Is His wrath going to fall upon you? Yeah, I think His light wrath is already falling upon many people in the church because of sin. Because that's why we have so many people that are sick and afflicted. I think about that woman up in the north that we were up there that time. And that night we first got to the church, they brought the woman in on a pallet. And they laid her back there in the back. And Cheryl and her compassion heart run up back there and talked to her. And found out she had unforgiveness towards somebody. And so she got her to confess her sin and her unforgiveness and everything. And then she comes, gives me, honey, before you got to pray for this woman. Okay. So I go back there and I pray for this woman. Now then, nothing happens. Now who's the healer? God, ain't me. All I can do is pray. So what, Cheryl, all she could do was get her to confess her sin. And she found unforgiveness, so she thought that was it. So she confessed her sin, and I prayed for her, and nothing happened. Well, somebody said, well, see, it's not God's will to heal her. No, it's God's will. But she wasn't through with sin yet, see. We hadn't covered them all. Now, the next 3 days, they brought her every day. Every day this woman came to church. Somebody brought her in on her little mat. They carried her in. She couldn't walk. Hadn't walked in years. They come and set her down there, and maybe they'd help her up and get her and put her in one of the big old chairs that they had there. And she'd listen.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Wrath of God is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.